Hello friends, the Auroville Marathon is here again. This is the fifth edition of the event, which has grown from 700 participants in its first edition to over 2,000 in the present one. Now I'm going to talk to a few people who have been involved with the marathon from the very beginning. Let us see what they have to say about the event itself and the effort that goes into organizing it. I have Balaji here with me, who ran the 2008 Auroville Half Marathon and from then on has been a member of the organizing team. So let's hear something about the 2012 Auroville Marathon from him.
Yes, thanks Anurag. The 2012 Auroville Marathon will be its fifth edition. And as we see year after year, the patronage for the event is growing from the recreational running circuit in India. This year we have nearly 1,800 runners from Auroville and also from other parts of India. We have close to 300 people running the full marathon, 42.195 distance, around 850 people running the half marathon, and close to 650 runners running the 10 kilometer run. In addition, we will also have some children running the 5 kilometers and 2 kilometers from the Auroville schools. We will be seeing close to 2,000, at least 2,000 people on the start line on February 12th. And we eagerly look forward to meet all of them.
Wow, that is really incredible. And now Balaji, can you just tell me some of the things that go into organizing such an event?
Yeah, it's a fairly long process these days. I think year after year when we have the increased numbers, we now see that the process has been, we have been extending the process by a few months and keeping the registration open, which is more in line with the marathons elsewhere. So this year we had the registration for the marathon open as early as November 25th, and we kept the registration open till January 5th for the outside runners. So this is the first starting of the process of the organizing, where we get the number of participants in advance so that we can plan the requirements accordingly. Of course, the cyclone Tana delayed our route marking and other things. So we then got the route marking done, and now we are in the process of the final stage of our marathon, where we're going to execute all our plans. And over the next 2 weeks, we'll have a lot of exciting things which will be reflected on our website with the announcement of start timings, the bus routes, the collection of running bibs, the routes, the position of aid stations. And also we'll be also having our aid station volunteers who come into the picture at this stage of our event when we actually take off.
Okay. And are there any complaints from last year that you're trying to address this year?
Yeah, I mean, there are issues, obviously. You know, when we do an event for 2,000 people and we do have certain misgivings, like some things didn't work. For instance, the running numbers, we tried some different combinations, didn't work last year. We are reflecting on it this year. Also, the route marking, we were deficient in the number of boards, which we want to increase it this year. And by and large, I think, you know, we do score about 80 to 90% of our 90% in terms of our performance. So I think we always have some room for improvement. And of course, there's always the development that takes place in each one of us as a volunteer, that, you know, we try to reflect it upon the event also. Over this year, most of our volunteers have gone for running events outside, elsewhere, and they would like to learn a few things which they would like to incorporate in the Auroville Marathon also. So we do have some surprises around this year. Probably you might see them reflected over the event this year. Yes. Although some of them have to keep it as a secret so that the surprise remains as a surprise.
You've run a number of marathons across the country and also abroad. But what do you think is unique about the Auroville Marathon?
Well, I guess one thing significantly unique is this is one of the few community-based events. You take example of any other event elsewhere. Let's say a New York Marathon. It's organized by a small group called New York Roadrunners. Take off Mumbai Marathon. It's just organized by an event management agency. Or you just take any other running event, it's organized by a small group or a group of people. Whereas Auroville Marathon is a reflection of the entire community. It's the community of Auroville that's organizing the marathon. Although, you know, from the most of the people outside would be reflecting on a small group of people who handle the registration or anything. Ultimately, the event is organized by Auroville. So that's the first unique thing that you see in Oroville Marathon. Secondly, the absence of any commercial sponsors or any other commercial interest in the marathon. World over today, most people think the only way forward is to have a commercial sponsor, and there's nothing right or wrong in it, but it's more like people stick to a certain model which is adopted elsewhere. Here we differentiated from it by saying, look, we will have a community event, run purely for the joy of running, which is of course our motto. So we don't have any commercial interest or any commercial sponsors coming in, which gives a more, a kind of a more egalitarian participation from different corners of society. Different sets of people today run the Oroville Marathon. And yeah, we have a diversity of participation because of these features. And of course, the other major factor that, you know, that really drives the marathon is it's one of the few marathons which is held in good trails in India. Because you don't get a chance to run in most of the forests in India, or of course most of the forests are getting depleted day by day. But here you get a chance to run through the green belt and the beauty of it. Although this year people will be a little bit disappointed to see some of the cover missing due to the cyclone. But still, you know, there's a lot of green cover, there's the beautiful trails of Oroville that make people very homely and run here.
And what is it that you look forward to most while organizing the event? Is there anything specific, anything that truly drives you to organize it?
Well, as always, we feel a good event, or, you know, what do you call as a successful event, it's not just about organizing. It's also about how the runners take it and how they participate. I think year after year, we also see a lot of, you know, developments among the running community, a lot of more comradeship between runners, where they try to help each other, they adjust with each other. I guess that's what makes the event special. And, you know, the happiness is not just individual. It's not like any other sports event where you have a bunch of winners who celebrate and you have a whole bunch of losers who have to be looking dejected and worried and they leave the arena. When in Oroville Marathon, all that we expect is if 2,000 runners come for running, all of them, when they finish, they should have the joy of running and they should feel happy about when they leave back. That's the only thing we look forward. And of course, the people who organize, they also must have the satisfaction of organizing the event.
And what is your personal experience of the run? When you ran it in 2008, what was it that truly struck you and how did you really feel about that run?
Yeah, that was the first time I think Oroville also organized a marathon, and for me it was the first time I ever ran in a trail, because until then I've been running only in the roads of Chennai, going through all the vehicles and sometimes in the Marina Beach under the scorching heat of the sun. It was a very, very unique experience, and it was an experience that most of us will never forget, because the whole homeliness of the event, we felt so homely in the event. And then the trails, you know, it was the first time most of us saw some beautiful trails. In fact, like spotting mongoose in the trails was a real eye-opener. Mongoose and peacocks were breathtaking for us. You know, we've never seen those things. All that we have been experienced before were stray dogs and the vehicles honking at us. So it was a really out-of-the-world experience when we ran here for the first time. Nevertheless, you know, I know my friends who are going to run Oroville Marathon for the fifth time, and they say, like, it doesn't get bored of it. They just still like to come and run here for those experience.
Is there anything specific you think about while running?
Oh, nothing much. I think last year I had to think more specific is in terms of where the direction boards were existing or not, because at morning 5 a.m. that's one of my concerns, to just go around and check if the direction boards are still there. And it was there, so otherwise, I think much during running. I generally go for a friendly chat with whoever runs with me.
And how was it that you started running? Was it like an interest that came from a friend, or you just took it up yourself?
I was always aspiring to be a sportsman. Although, you know, I could never get a chance to play any sport at a slightly higher level. You know, at the max, there were deficiencies when I took up other sports, but when I took up running, I realized that there is no way that, you know, you feel bored or you need any companion or you need any equipment. It was quite simple sport compared to any other sports, and that's where I took up running. Also, as a physically, you know, in terms of health, it was helped me to regulate asthma, and mentally it gave me a lot of satisfaction about spending a few minutes of a day in doing something worthwhile. So that's how I took it up.
Okay. And now a quick question. Answer at once. Gatorade or Red Bull?
Oh, no comments. I would prefer a simple water any day.
Okay.
Although in terms of, you know, people have different choices of different runs or different drinks, but I guess ultimately it doesn't matter. It's just mine. You know, could even stop by, drink a cup of coffee somewhere and still do it if you would like to do. Although I wouldn't advise any drinks to anyone, because everybody has a different composition, and the taste of drinks or anything matters a lot. So just stick to whatever suits you best.
All right. So this was Balaji telling us about his own running experience in the Orville Marathon and also the following events that he organized. And yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Good luck to all participants. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
I now have with me Chandresh, the man who first had the idea of having an Orville Marathon and then went on to organize it. So let's talk to him about the entire idea of the marathon. So Chandresh, how did you first get this idea?
Well, I've been running marathons, and I also run in organized marathons where it was a training done for fundraising. And I've been doing fundraising for Oroville in US by running. And so even before joining Oroville, I knew I wanted to set up a run in this area. And one of the ideas I had was to arrange a run from Matri Mandir to Ashram and back. That was the original idea. But then when I started working on it, then I said, why not just do a whole marathon? And that's how we started to just organize a marathon.
And so you've been interested in running since your early days, since the time you were studying?
No, I grew up in the ashram school, and sports and physical education is a very integral part of development of all the students at ashram. And so I've been doing all the different sport activities as a student, and long distance running was one of them. And while I was staying in US, I used to run as you know, on my own, for my own health. And later I also started running in long distance, and long distance is something that gives you a whole different way of integrating your life with work and sports. You know, makes you engage with your mind, your body, and of course allows you to go to places where you'd never be able to go in a car or in a motorcycle or in a cycle. So it's a whole different experience. Running along the creeks, along the shores, lakes, mountains.
And is there something in particular that you think about while running?
Well, initially it used to be, you know, thinking about the project work or, you know, issues in life, or, you know, what I'm designing, what I'm thinking. And but later I started using running as my sadhana, and then I would repeat mantras, focus on the various aspects of the divine that we know about, the four divine mothers aspects, and then the basically various forms of remembering the mother and divine. That is what I used to do when I would run.
And how do you think the Oroville Marathon has evolved over the years? Now this is going to be the fifth edition. Have you seen changes every year?
Well, of course, you know, more and more people are now engaged in running, not only in marathon, but around Oroville. And in India itself, many other marathon organizers have, marathons are being organized, and many of the organizers have run in Oroville Marathon, and they now take it as a new bar that they set against themselves to do. Now, each year, as far as Oroville Marathon is concerned, we have tried to provide the same quality of service that we had in the first marathon itself. we put in a lot of organizational details and support structure in the first one. Now, as we keep growing, it's almost we're doubling every year. I presume there may be certain lapses that may happen in different areas, but our goal is to provide a world-class event for running. And I think I've run in several other international marathons, and I think we have been able to at least provide a world-class event in India.
And as you've also run in one of the marathons, in one of the Auroville marathons, what was your personal experience of having run? Like, how was it for you?
No, it was very good. I mean, it was. I'm the one who organized it, so I mean, I should not be giving a comment on it.
No.
But we definitely had provided for all that normally a marathon would anywhere else. So that way there was no lack of it. Personally, it was a very good experience. Of course, it's a different terrain. But we had done a lot of training. I'd even offered training for the first year to those around in Auroville and in the village so that people could know what it is, how to be prepared for an endurance sport. So running the marathon itself was just extending what I was doing anyway into an event.
And you've already mentioned the trail, but what do you think? What else do you think is really unique about the Auroville Marathon? Is it just running in the forest, or is there also something else?
Well, for one, our initially we had mixed road running and trail running, which is actually an interesting challenge of its own. But during earlier period of running in marathons in India, mostly it was city marathons. Now there are organizations that are offering mixed or trail marathons. But what differentiates Auroville is the quality of experience in the aid stations and the community support they see around as they run, which is actually going to be impossible for any city to duplicate, because it's more of a community marathon rather than a city marathon. Although Auroville aspires to be a city, we are still really a small community. And a lot of people come out from their houses and communities to cheer the runners along. And that experience you would hardly find in big cities, maybe in the pockets where, in the beginning or end. But and then combine that with the green environment and fully loaded aid stations.
And every year when you start working on the marathon, what is it that you look forward to most? What is it that really attracts you to the event?
I've worked on many projects. This is one of the projects. So there is nothing that, I look forward to attraction. Nothing. It's just one of the tasks I do.
And this year's logo, Run for the Joy of Running. Do you have anything to say about that?
Well, it's a very nice logo, of course. It combines the theme of running, the theme of Auroville, which is, trail run. But unfortunately, we lost quite a bit of trail cover due to cyclone. But it still conveys the ethos of Auroville running, which is a trail marathon and joy for the run of running, which is no other motive than personal engagement of trying to do their best. So logo is very good. Initially, when we started working on the logo, it was in a text form only. And we said, no, go back and give another try. And then this was the second version, which is good. Come out very good.
So, Chandresh, can you tell us something about organizing the very first Auroville Marathon? Because I guess it was the first marathon that you ever organized.
Well, there are two aspects. One was I wanted to make sure that those who are going to participate will have means to train and be prepared. So we offered a four-month training program like it is done outside for many of the fundraising marathons. And since we had no clue as to who is going to come, and we were expecting, maybe 30, 40 people from around Auroville and Ashram and village. And to our surprise, it was 250 people registered So the first marathon was a learning experience, just, you know, without any expectation, setting any expectation, to just, you know, run with the flow. And but it was done by only three people because, you know, I was new to Auroville. I didn't know anybody around. So Sampath, another ashram student, Anand, another friend and ashram student, who we all worked together, and then me, three of us, we took care of organizing. And then, of course, a lot of people slowly in the last few weeks started coming together. But the three of us were the core team who organized the whole thing and all the details. We, you know, looked at everything through from beginning till then, from registration, transport, coordination, start, run, aid station, finish, massage, and health, and emergency, and everything, till people were off. So it was interesting because, you know, it was, of course, you know, I worked on organizing different events before, not of marathon nature, but so I knew how to logistically organize events for hundreds of people. But to do it for a running event was something new, and it was a challenge because it was, we were doing it in a very rural environment, and so we had to rough it with for all the various aspects, you know, of organization. And of course, you know, the light were not there in the start that we had expected. Somebody to say, they had promised that they would do it and they were not there. Even some of our members who were supposed to come with the initial start material, bibs and all that, you know, they went, you know, they didn't get up in the morning at 4:30 as they promised. So there were some hiccups to start the first year, but overall, the participants who came from outside were so joyous at the whole event and the detailed organization of rest of it, that it became an instant hit for, you know, on the social media networks. You know, so people were talking about it, they told friend to friend. So next year we had kind of, you know, from 200 to 230 people to 500. So we doubled. Again, next year we doubled. And then again we doubled. This year we have gone up to about 60%. So we are kind of, you know, increasing every year because it's a word of mouth. People like it. They come tell other friends and it increases.
And you've also talked about the marathon slowly turning into a world-class event. But if it does turn into a world-class event, won't that also bring in a commercial side to the marathon? Things like sponsors and all?
Well, so far, even from the first marathon, we had, of course, you know, international flavor to our marathon because the participants, the residents are from 40 countries of the world. But even in the first one, we had many people from other countries who were working for multinationals in Chennai and Bangalore. So from the first year itself, we had runners who have run outside of India, and so we had representation from around the world even from before. And more every year we get people from different, you know, those who are coming from outside. In fact, this year I hear that there is a person called Barefoot Ted. He's very well known in the barefoot running group, who's going to come and run Auroville Marathon. So, you know, it's big. And I, every year I used to also get requests from the Kenyan and Nigerian runners to come and run. And then, you know, but the difficulty is they all expect some kind of a prize, you know, which is normally offered in other city marathons, like, you know, maybe $100,000 or, you know, $200,000 or whatever. And we are, Auroville Marathon is only, as it says, the joy for running and doing the personal best, or even just participating and finishing. That itself is a challenge. So becoming commercial or scaling it up is not an issue because, you know, our cost is pretty much spread out over each year. So we kind of just go along with the cost of inflation and the size of the event scaling. So hopefully we can keep growing organically without having to bend to commercial interest.
Okay, Chandresh, thanks a lot for talking to us. And we all hope that the marathon turns out to be a big success and the runners come out and run for the joy of running.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.